Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Bald and the Beautiful podcast. My name is Melissa.
The podcast is ending.
My name is Angel.
Tanksley in the building.
We want to thank our sponsors.
We've got Rocket Money. We also have, it's not scrolling up. We also have Prize Picks, Olive and June, and Lumi. We'll tell you more about them later on in the show.
Very good, very good, very good. Okay, you guys, we did make that announcement last week that the Bold and Beautiful is ending in June. It'll end, I think I said, the week before the vow renewal.
17th.
After this episode, is going to be all reruns. We're just going
to
get
That's how I ended
on another podcast. Once I found out you could do refresh, I said, y'all better go from the beginning. Last 3 months, I was doing ads with no shirt in my garage. Who was it? Roger and them want you to come down to Roger and them's accident attorneys at law and Emporium.
They'll put a hit out on you.
You can't keep fooling with these people.
We got to have a good relationship, y'all. You let me quit my job.
Okay, so with that, we've revamped a little bit of the Bald and Beautiful, which you guys seem to have liked. So I appreciate
that.
I know that made it worse. We had such a phenomenal episode.
Melissa, when she told me she was revamping, I said,
"You what is the whole? What was that shit we was reviewing with the white people?
Sisters wise.
Where was this at with that bullshit?"
I told Melissa,
"I was like, well, they said at the diner." And here she got all these wonderful ass questions.
When she showed me that, I said, "You gonna make them folks even more mad."
And I
every comment, "This all we wanted. We never watched the show anyway. We just love
exactly
y'all."
What they said.
I hate Kevin anyway. Never liked him. Don't like stages or things on stuff.
Why you turn into Trump?
Never liked him.
Never did.
Never liked him.
You know, none of it's we're gonna sad. Put the wall up.
Don't like Cruz. Don't like bad. Stages.
That's actually a pretty good Trump. If,
really?
Yeah.
Don't let me go.
I'll do my Ray Charles right now.
I'll do my Ray Charles.
No, you put that nigga in the trunk. Don't you break my glasses with your big ass head.
Don't you break my glasses. They did go out with that.
Listen, Marcus gets mad at me when I put on his sunglasses. Your big ass head.
Nah, I got some real cheap glasses I just bought. The indoor glasses I've been wearing lately. Angel put them on. She said Amar did that. Them damn arms. That was shaped like a watch. She said, I said, Angel, he didn't unfold them though. You was wearing them.
He unfolded them. Stop blaming everything on me.
Had to go to the garage, break out the blowtorch.
Oh, freaking
yeah, but Melissa did produce the hell out of
stuff.
I was like, well.
You're going to make this worse.
I'm sorry.
You done create a good
show. Don't you put this on a black woman.
We've been barrel rolling our way through.
As a black man, who am I going to blame? You want me to take accountability when a black woman's there to be thrown under the bus? But anyway, go ahead, babe.
All right. Well, we're going to reverse order the show because last week we didn't even get to the review.
For sure.
Pressure.
We should. Oh, I bet you play a drinking game for how many times I hear pressure, you will die.
No. Yeah.
We said we get
gonna
it, y'all.
You're going to have to Uber eat you some more liquor.
Pressure.
Pressure. Don't start, please.
It's
beginning.
Yes. If you are unaware or you didn't watch the show, it is on Tubi. The name of the show is Pressure, which I didn't realize there were 17 shows named Pressure.
That was the funniest
Tubi.
Thing to
yes,
me.
Yes.
Because I just scrolled for, I think I searched Plus Productions and Pressure came up. I remember Kat texted, she said, "Which Pressure is it?" I said, "They got
why there's so many?" Yeah, there were so many.
They don't have title clearances on
Pressure.
Tubi.
No. SVU.
Yes. Nobody thought about how confusing that would be.
He's dying.
Pressure SVU got that tickled your fancy.
I'm laughing at him laughing.
What a stupid thing.
Pressure SVU. Well, looks like somebody applied too much pressure. Pressure.
First of all, y'all not saying it right. It's pressure. It is might be spelled P-R-E, but it is pronounced P-E-R. And put that pressure on them. Yes.
Oh my God.
It is on Tubi. It is a Plush Productions Lisa Brown show.
Yeah.
Brown show. And the what's the name of the show we were watching before? The Dirty D. Boom.
It's the Plush Productions Cinematic Universe.
Is the prize.
He was
introduced as Boom from the Dirty D.
No, he was introduced as Mr. Host. Mr. Host, come out.
I was confused.
I was like, he's going to be the spokesperson.
No. He's the first show.
Lisa was the host.
He's the bachelor.
Who was never in the show.
The bachelor. Yeah. He came out on that balcony of that regular house.
Yeah. What's up, ladies?
First of all.
Wait. You 44? You look 52. Why is anyone confused? Did you
Somebody said 30 something. I said this heifer is high on crystal meth right now. You have to put them special glasses on for Boom to look like he's in his
Diesel. His name is Diesel, y'all.
Looks every bit of his age. Diesel. Yeah. Okay, so Diesel anyway, Boom. It is a love reality competition show in which no one knows who wins.
Money,
what
but
is
you
the
don't.
What, yes?
Listen, let me tell you what is the funniest thing.
I'm gonna win the money.
We don't know how much.
We don't know how much.
How you? The first whole app generally in a reality. Let me tell you what. Let me back up. I want to appreciate all the other reality shows in the world because I didn't realize how clearly the game
is laid out.
Is laid up. Pressure was like, who gonna apply the most pressure? I don't know. How do you apply pressure? You just do. You kind of know. What's how much money do you win? The pressure amount?
The pressure?
Yeah. When are y'all going to eliminate people?
32 PSI.
when are y'all going to eliminate people? Probably towards the end of the third episode, which is also the last episode.
Oh, my God. This is how you know if you are applying pressure. By how long you can keep on your glasses for no reason? Let it be pitch black. Pressure is being applied. Pressure is being applied. And also how razzle-dazzle your sunglasses.
You saw that girl who had some bite marks out of them?
Oh, my gosh.
Why did it look like they was deforming her face?
Melissa, by the third time she came on, Melissa said, I hate these sunglasses.
I hate them so much.
They had a bite mark out the top and the bottom.
It was dry. It's like looking at a crooked painting on the wall. Like, somebody fix that shit.
That's exactly
how I understand Pressure.
And that's exactly how the heifer was wearing her glasses.
She's upside like, I mean, down. You know, I apply the most pressure, and all these other girls, they stealing my words, hold bar up. For bar. Pressure.
Where were the words stolen?
Wait. No. I need y'all to act out a scene. You Boom, and y'all just two of the chicks. Act it out. Go.
Yeah, what's, man.
What were so they doing? How old you are?
First of all,
how old
you
is
look?
The, how old?
Oh my God!
How old is it? This is perfect. Wait a minute, the camera. That's perfect. The camera definitely has to go out.
No, and then the other guy in the background was gonna break. He said,
"And when you got the pressure."
Just Persher. Putting that down.
Persher. I'm blind Persher. Marcus looked at the camera.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It need to have an epileptic. If you have epilepsy, don't watch the show.
When that dude walked in, Angel.
It wasn't no warning, flashing photography.
Then he tried to hide behind the fridge.
That dude walked in there with that full camera.
They were recording from the ring camera.
Yes.
From the security camera, a whole scene took place.
They took it out the front door. It's like, just carry this around. It's wireless.
It was like from behind them. It's like someone said, we need to see their faces. He said, oh.
His camera, he didn't have. The thing is.
And when they cut to that camera, I said, ain't no way.
Yeah, we screamed.
They cut it to it, and then the camera was set up like this. You'll see it on there. It was just like. It was so dark.
It was dark.
They didn't care.
Color match. The hell you talking about, man?
They didn't.
It's a total different thing.
One. You on the wrong one. Oh,
shoot. You on Kevin Melissa?
Hold on, y'all.
Oh my God. Oh,
it was
that is hilarious.
Most definitely.
That's the nighttime scene, y'all. That's the nighttime scene.
Pressure.
This was the daytime in the house.
Yeah.
They
were
like 3 seconds.
Yes.
They kept going back and forth like they was in panic mode. Somebody yell cut.
No,
you don't have to do it live.
Who unplugged them live? Y'all plug them
it was
back in.
It was quite literally. They had on the main camera. The girls are having the conversation with Boom in the kitchen, right? And you quite literally, because we're watching this with Marquita. And
Marquita
was like,
she couldn't take it.
I bet.
But she couldn't stop
watching.
The scene's happening. Dudes in the
yes. It was on the background.
My queen said, who is that walking around?
Just in the back, moving their cars.
What are you doing?
Getting dog food. What are you doing?
Like, he's jiggling his
cat was like, you know we can see you.
Also, the kitchen camera angle was like this.
Yes! Yes. It was the ring camera. It was the ring
camera.
Like, okay,
this is the best. No.
It was on top of the refrigerator.
Yes.
Wait, 15 minutes straight, John.
That was a camera. They put that on the smoke detector saying, you better use that power.
Straight until the guy walked in the kitchen in front of them, had the camera in his hand.
Yes.
And they cut to it. I said, I know y'all lying.
They were in panic mode. They didn't know what to do.
And then the was in the back drinking out of a red cup. The cameraman was just
he was on break.
He was just like,
that mess up.
He was like this with the camera.
Yes. It was so good. It was. I said,
look like they strapped the camera to a wild German Shepherd.
Yes.
And said, whatever he catches, that's what we're going to use.
That's going to be good enough.
It would be. You know how odd it would be is if somebody that y'all didn't like, if you were watching this and somebody y'all didn't know was here came out of the goddamn kitchen, y'all would be like, wait, are y'all not gonna say nothing about? Y'all not gonna even acknowledge?
God. It's like right now, Tony Baker just walked from the kitchen.
Yes.
Y'all be like,
all right, y'all, what? See y'all later.
No, Tony Baker's giving it too much credit. This is somebody, literally, if the parking man the out there, dude. Yes, they would be like, wait.
The property manager just walked in.
Manager, she just walked in.
And we don't acknowledge
it. In a bag of Funyuns. It's just not here. Even a fun size either.
Oh my God.
I was crying.
I was confused the entire first
this
episode.
This camera was regular. This one was within sepia.
And my queen of kept, this is how she watched it. The
Marquita's
whole time.
Face didn't change.
She said, now what? I said, Marquita, you don't understand pressure. Now hush.
Hold up.
And enjoy
the end of every episode, she said, but wait. And I was like,
because they didn't explain nothing.
I said, I can tell this is your first show you've watched on
TV.
Oh,
for sure.
She was like, I can't believe people watch things on here. I was like, it's the best.
I said, but I see you can't stop watching. She said, I got to see where
you got it.
And
you got to see it through.
The magic of Plush Productions. You cannot look away.
I was so bad. I was like, I said, man,
I loved
it. I want that
to was
lose
great.
Their electricity. I want those solar panels to go out. I want they build it. I was with LADWP, whoever. Cut them off.
I knew I was going to love it. I knew when I was going to love it when the SUV pulled up and we could see other random cars
in the
backyard. That's when I knew. I said, Hell yeah. This is what
pulled up in an old ass suburban though.
That's my favorite
even,
part.
It wasn't even
it's
a
never
rental.
Luxury.
It was AIDS.
Yes, it's never luxury.
He paid off.
That's my favorite part of all of it. The Bachelor, they pull up in these beautiful cars. They're going to this amazing mansion.
That means it's rented.
The stuff. This
what they use wasn't even rented. That was
and y'all have mine back by six. I don't care about.
That's
I'm
somebody's
some
car.
Hey, when I get off, y'all need to be outside. With my truck.
I love the 3-star Airbnb they rented out.
Oh, 3 is too much. This is 1.5 max.
I was like, love
Angel,
it.
The refrigerator had cereal boxes on the top. I said, this is somebody's home.
Yeah.
Somebody had a loose box of Apple Jacks. Man. Y'all couldn't take that down.
Why?
First of all,
a squatter's home that left. And they snuck in there while they was gone.
They said, now it's our squatting home.
Oh my God.
It was so funny because I turned it on. Melissa was like, we're not going to like for a watch this. So she's half paying attention. And then all the stuff happened. She said, wait, hold up. Let me. What is happening now? She said, what's the object of the game? I said, girl, they haven't told us.
How
you apply pressure, what points, how much pressure is applied. Let's go to the club first.
Yes.
Instead of telling you anything, we're just going to go to the club.
That cut was red. I was like, wait.
I loved all of it. There was no. I have no notes.
Wait, where are they going right now? Oh, they're in the club.
They saved all the money on production because they have rocket money.
Did somebody fall? Oh.
No. You didn't see all the ads being pulled.
Yeah, I saw it, but y'all was taking y'all's time.
That's all right.
I thought you was going to start it.
I was about to. Kevin started it when I was getting ready to. So I'm like.
Rocket money's applying all the pressure to them other things that won't let you get out of your subscriptions. Okay?
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscription
monitors your spending and helps you lower your bills so you can grow your savings, right? Did you know that 75% of people forget that they have subscriptions and you just wasting money? With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and can have a clear view of your expenses. I can see if any of my all my subscriptions in one place, and if there's something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Tap, tap. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower your bills for you for up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year while using all the app's features. Listen, Rocket Money has saved us a lot of money, okay? Because these subscriptions, with all these new apps coming out, you do the free trial, then you fully forget about the free trial, and then 2 years later, you done wasted all this daggone money. Get Rocket Money. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/bald.
Bald.
That's rocketmoney.com/bald.
Bald.
Yeah. We're going to start from the top.
Yeah, let's start from the top. So in episode one, there is a very long club scene.
So
I don't know why they even went there.
Okay, let me back up. They don't say
why they go to the club. Do you guys have guests? Please, I actually appreciate your to-be interpretation.
Yeah, let's go back. Let's go back to how we're introduced to the women.
Okay.
They're at this undisclosed house. We don't know. We don't know what's going on.
It's bad when the contestants drive to the location.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You see Altimas and escorts out front. It's just like, all right.
These women don't even know who they're meeting.
Not a clue.
They are fans of, like us, they're fans of the Dirty D.
Correct.
So the ladies are like, yeah, it could be that light skin that played a friend. They were like, Malik? She was like, no, the light skin.
Right.
I was dying. Angel. Dying when they was going through the list of potential hosts.
And they were at the pool. This is when I knew the quality. After I saw the cars at the beginning, I knew the quality was something that I could appreciate because they were at the little jacuzzi with their feet in with their red solo cups. Yes. Then.
Yes.
That let me tap into, I know what this show is. I don't know why y'all didn't tap. They foreshadowed what the hell this was.
Gotcha.
You didn't see that?
I seen it.
Okay. Well, then, like we said, we met Lisa Brown. She don't normally talk. And boom, comes out on the beautiful patio deck.
Oh, my God, it was beautiful.
Yes, as Mr. Host. What's up, ladies, beautiful females? And what I thought was beautiful was how they bonded. Let's not skip those long scenes that we had before the club scene.
Oh, yes, when they were in the kitchen.
They were in the kitchen. That's the scene that we interacted with.
Yeah. They were talking about a lot of nothing.
How old they were. That's when I could see the bottles on the bar were flashing.
What's your name? Why was the bottles flashing?
Because they put lights on them like they were at a club.
Their names on the bottles.
Not just their names, pictures of them.
It was their drink.
Yes.
But y'all done skipped it forward too far.
I'm about to put them back outside.
I'm talking about when they first got there and they just randomly standing in this small-ass kitchen.
That kitchen
guessing each other's age
is as big as this table.
It was.
And when they were cooking.
They were standing in the pantry. Oh, my God.
But no, when they were outside playing Never Have I Ever, that was episode one, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And Boone was like, never have I ever been with a woman.
Right.
I said, wait. That ain't how you play the game.
So they were like, you haven't been with a woman? I want y'all to say it. That's what I'm getting to.
Like, you're not playing
nobody
this
Nobody
right.
produced this.
Nobody
game.
Did.
It's just like, Boone, come do what up you with want. Some shit. All right, yes. I'm going to come up with the motherfucking game. We're going to motherfucking play.
That's when.
So, yeah. Go ahead. This is a funny. This is the only reality show where they openly smoke weed.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, you want to smoke? We would smoke that on the balcony.
Oh, okay, I won't say that. And bash the production. And break the tiaras. Oh.
And they was like,
we'll get to episode
three. She said it's cheap ass tiara. Girl.
No, too early.
That's episode three.
Too early.
Join.
Right. Stop. Like, we got time. When he asked that question.
Don't go there yet.
Pretty V / Sexy Red, because she looked like a combination of Pretty V and Sexy Red. Yes. You know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
She got so offended by his question of, have you been with a woman? She was like, you ain't drinking. You gonna drink? Because don't do it. I was like, why is she getting...
Because that's how you apply pressure, Angel. Don't you
that
know?
That was the pressure.
She applied the most pressure.
She did.
She applied the pressure. So from that little never have I ever, don't forget the long, probably 5-minute twerk scene in the dark pool.
Oh, 5 minutes my ass. They cut it down to 5 minutes.
Oh, my what? God.
At every point, why? At every point, I was asking myself, why?
Because square root of what?
Yeah, I
thought. Hey, y'all twerk.
Then they
cameraman,
did.
Zoom in on the asses twerking.
For why?
Oh, they said they were saying that was Boom's real house.
Oh, okay, he said it was his house, but I didn't know if it was his real house.
Are you kidding me? That's where Boom actually lives today, his address. His mail goes there. He pays water and electricity and gets his trash picked up.
That's Boomville?
From that house, y'all lying.
I think he just called it his house. Her name was, he called her Smoke. That's what he called her.
That was her name. Smoke.
She cracked me up because she was like, I don't think that... that attracted
there,
like that.
There was at one point this chick had a blunt in her mouth and brought two other blunts to her mouth.
Why was she there?
I don't understand. She wasn't there mentally. Like, her mind was smoked all the way out. I don't know. That's just me. I'm not going to speak on that. But I don't understand why in taking that much smoke? Like,
her name's Smoke Market.
But on top of, like, this, that was part of the twerk scene. It was just like, we're going to twerk and smoke and drink.
And we're going to record this camera at dark time.
That's what I love.
But the other angle, it was a airline runway bright light at night.
It was a floodlight.
But the other angle's like pitch black. This one, every light available.
I figured it out. They were shooting an uncut BET video. The artist just did not show up.
And they said, let's make a reality TV show instead.
They just shot it without the artist. Did everybody do what they was going to do in the background of the rap song? Ludacris can't show up. Y'all just do that. Too short, he canceled, so we just going to do all the same shit we was going to do.
And they did it.
Fix the rest in post.
Yes.
And there was no fixing.
Can we please?
Wait, go. Okay.
I want to talk about the challenges.
Okay, there was a...
There was zero in episode one.
Right, because we had to establish, if you watch... You guys, if you watch... If you watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, there are no challenges. It's about introducing the cast.
Oh, in the first episode.
I mean, that's what we got with the Never Have I Ever.
You didn't see the format structure?
Yeah, you didn't get it.
I did miss it. I didn't know the characters' names until the end of the second episode. I said, Kev, what are their names?
They put it in the lower thirds.
That wasn't in the budget the first episode.
I said.
That's what who was that? Victory kept at, where are the names? I said, that's not in the budget yet.
No lower thirds. I didn't know who the people were.
Only Miss Brown.
Yes. There was two chicks with big booties. One from Texas, one who went to the DR and was freshly there from getting her work done.
She was.
There was the young girl who really did not seem to fit in. She was really young and pretty.
Was that Leah?
Yes, Leah.
She was the one that kept saying they were stealing her words.
Bar
her
for
stuff.
Bar. Drake? That's Leah.
Yes.
Then there was Smoke.
Yeah.
She was the long hair. Brown skin.
Yep. Why is not picking up these folks' pictures?
And then there was the thick girl.
Larice. Whose name was spelled like Larry.
Larry C.
Yeah, Larry C. That's what we was calling him.
Larry C. Larry C. was the one who had these.
Yes, yes.
Who went.
She St. Louis?
No, St. Louis is who won. No, Texas won. She might be St. Louis. Texas won. She said
this is Larice.
She said everything's bigger in Texas, including this ass.
She sure did. This girl won, right?
Yeah, Texas.
Yeah.
I thought this girl was going with,
but I don't remember her name.
You know what? She doesn't really have. Spoiler. She doesn't have a lot of followers.
Oh, you found her on Instagram?
Oh, I found her on Instagram and TikTok. She hasn't even cut past 1,000.
Really?
I said all of That's this surprising. Work that you did on pressure, and they could put no pressure on followers.
Yeah, y'all
go
follow
named
her.
Larry for sure.
Oh, 100%.
Of course.
Larry said, I thought I was having a son. I'm add two letters.
Her mama's name is Patrice. And that's all he gave her. Put that damn CE on the back of shut up.
And I'll give you an apostrophe, and you can say that's from your side.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So then so for me, the club scene, I say all that to say, the club scene was
take the glasses off.
You don't like the pressure, and you're going, and that's on you. This is how you do the pressure.
Because at the end of the day, the day got in.
Come on.
You love that clip.
At the end of the day, the day got in. Because it's
the best. I said, this glory, hallelujah, you're the best. The club scene, where they focus more on this random bitch that we had never seen before.
Why? Me and Melissa was like, who is this?
Is she going to come up later?
I love it. You remember the bad built woman?
And then they got in a fight at the club, and they were just like, all right, we're done.
I feel like that fight was real. That wasn't production.
No, 100%.
That was real.
The cameraman was trying to catch the fight. Yeah.
But it wasn't between any of the girls.
No. Yeah. It was just people at the club fighting.
The cameraman, somebody's cousin, he's, look, they fighting. Oh, he didn't even catch the fight. He caught the tail end with somebody fouling.
What I realized is that the club, they blurred out two people's faces, right? And I said, that's not because they didn't have clearance. That's because those people have warrants.
That's why we're the only two folk.
I said, they have warrants. I said, because I know they didn't get those other people to sign nothing. It was just those two people was like, they looking for me. And they were like, oh, we'll just blur it out.
Just blur it out.
Such a
Leah
random
still
scene.
Has sutras healing.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't Leah who was the woman who had all the surgeries? Leah was still, is the young girl, right?
Wasn't it her that had the I don't remember her name, though.
She was the one who was like, I
put
the
names down here thinking it would go to their pictures.
Women. That's the one I don't think. When she was sitting there talking, I was like, Angel, I don't think she'd be able to follow a movie if she was watching it.
That one with the surgery. I think she had silicone poisoning.
Something.
It was something that was slowing.
It was like, she was not going the speed limit.
She said, I like women.
Yeah. Okay. Are we done with episode one? Because really nothing happened episode. If you left episode one confused, I left episode one confused.
I was so mad by the time we finished watching episode.
Because they didn't explain nothing. You don't understand the rules.
I was like, how did they move to? How did they watch episode two after watching episode one? Yeah.
What?
This is over now.
Funniest part of the twerk thing was old girl, the skinny girl, just twerking in these denim shorts.
Yeah, she was like, y'all will not see this.
In the pool.
She's like, what y'all not?
How much heavier than you guys pull a back muscle?
She's like, what I got from episode one is that if you got to ask how to apply pressure, then you don't know how to apply pressure. And that's what I took from it. That's the game. If you don't know how to apply pressure and you got to ask how to apply pressure, then you ain't pressure.
They were all about to say, I've been applying the most pressure. Oh, I've been, you don't even know how to apply pressure. Like, I know how to apply pressure. I was like, I want everybody to stop saying this word.
What is the syllabus for pressure? I'm confused.
Hold on, let me see.
That's why you don't know how to apply that.
It's an acronym.
And you don't know when it's applied.
Listen, y'all don't understand. I've been applying pressure all my life, so this all made sense to me.
All my life I had to apply.
Okay, so we at episode... Where we at? Episode two?
Oh, yeah, let's go into episode two.
Yes.
The challenges. So we
was
have
the massage the first challenge?
Yeah. We have a massage challenge, a food challenge. That food challenge was my favorite.
Massage challenge.
And we did have special
guests. How many challenges?
And we had food and the fashion show.
No, Marcus, the fashion show.
The fashion show.
Then they ended up randomly in the club again.
We didn't know it was a challenge until they were done with it.
He said something
the
at
fashion
the end.
Show
I can't
is
remember.
Absolutely a challenge. Let's talk about the massage first.
Okay,
that's
the massage challenge.
And figuratively applying pressure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
When that girl said, breathe in, I said, stop it.
I know, that was Leah.
I loved it.
I said, you are on a different level
now. She was taking this very seriously. Yeah. That's what you don't understand. That's actual pressure.
Yeah.
She took that challenge. She said, take a deep breath in, blow it out.
Uh-huh.
I said, you better do it. That's
this
how you get a massage.
He turned over, had his meat got hard. He was like, uh-oh.
Yep.
Ah.
Yeah, he did. Like,
yeah, I want that.
Oh, but why? Old girl walked in there in, I don't know, she had fishnet thongs on.
Texas. Nipples and nipple rings coming through the top.
She sure was.
Everything was coming through.
He was like, yeah, I'm ready to apply that pressure. First of all, after being massaged in oil by 5 women. I was like, you greasy hog.
Yes.
Wait.
And he was like, I'm so thankful for whoever thought of this
challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. What came first? Was it the massages or the personal dates he went on with each
no,
one?
No, the massages. Well, the massage was the first. Personal okay. dates was later.
All right, that
was
we got to talk three. About that.
The massages were they were just about to have sex.
Yes.
Oh. They were right on the brink.
Lay on the ground real quick, babe. Lay on the ground. This
she
was
put her coochie on.
She sure did.
She said, I said what are you did. Doing?
You
got to
scoot your head back, babe. You got to scoot so you be on camera. She was like, oh,
yeah.
You want this
person? Yeah, that's exactly how she was.
You want this
person?
Yeah, you want this person?
I said, what are you? Vagina. He put her whole
that man
coochie on his man
whole head.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. So long. Oh, shit. God. Oh. Oh, excuse me. Oh.
It was so outrageous.
Oh, yeah, I was like, what?
He said men like to get their booty rubbed too.
Yeah, belly sweat all over his back of his head.
Hot monkey.
Yes.
Wait a minute, what's the young girl's name so I can say her name? Because I keep making the young girl Leah. The one who wore her real hair and always had the tendrils.
You gotta Google.
Because their pictures, image. I keep trying to go forward, but I keep forgetting it's only three episodes.
Okay, cast of Persher.
It's keep Melissa put the names in. It keeps going to the show page.
Yeah.
Cast of, I thought the show page had a breakdown of the names. It's, maybe not the faces, but the names.
See, it does. So I have Diesel is Boom. I have Aaliyah.
Monet.
Yasmin. Larice. And Maggie.
So is, okay. They saying. Monet is a young one. That's what they're yelling at me.
Okay.
So Monet was the one that was trying to do the what's the face it, the aromatherapy.
Monet did. Okay.
And then the girl from Texas was who had sex with his head while she was, yes. was on the table. Yes.
His head went in her.
It was
he
so
drowned.
And then, outrageous.
And then there the was old a, girl that he gave a massage to and bit her butt cheeks.
I said,
you can't do that.
I want to know what type of ironclad agreement Lisa Brown had these folks sign.
They didn't sign anything.
Because how you can't go. She should be sued.
They got free Waffle House.
No, they didn't sign any contracts. That's why they're not going to get sued. Bitch, you didn't even get paid. You showed up here excited.
That was a competition. Either you win or you lose.
Was the prize.
He bit her booty. I said, oh my God.
He had to warn her. I got shot a couple times.
No,
so.
Marcus Segalda, he said that may have been shot a couple times. Oh, he said, I was like, Marcus. Did. He said, I said, got two bullets.
He showed it.
No, that was one of the women got shot once or twice too.
Huh?
At least one of the women been shot too.
Oh,
I know a bullet will hold when I see it.
But then why did all of a sudden was there a menage a trois scene thrown in the middle? Y'all don't remember
the two girls?
It was
the two skinny ones.
Aaliyah, no, not it was the two big ones.
Oh, the two big ones.
It was Aaliyah and
the small ones was talking about
and the one with the fishnet.
I can't see. In the massage thing?
I can't see.
Oh wait. Or was it these two?
Those two.
Wait, I don't remember the scene though.
If they were still in their massage outfits, so she was in. They just got into the bed together with Boom. Mm. Y'all don't remember this?
Did they cut away from it?
Leah in Texas. Yeah, they.
Oh yeah. First of all, the amount of stuff that happened off camera.
Oh,
there was a whole nother show.
So yes, I was so was mad so, about that.
They need behind the scenes. That'd be 10 episodes they did behind the scenes.
The people left. The cameraman left. They
no,
came down.
The cameramen were. That's why they couldn't record it. How they gonna record smashing. Another scene when they smash in?
I said, why would y'all include these confessionals about stuff they don't give you context? You have no idea what's going on. We have no footage of it. And there's beef happening amongst the women. Show us.
They talking about, yeah, so last night I go into Boom's room. Somebody else is coming out of there. And when I went in there, you know what went on. I have no idea. I can assume.
Not a clue.
But generally, these type of shows have a camera in the room. It goes to gray. And we know that some sexing is going on. They said, if they don't have a man with a camera in his hand, it didn't get caught.
If he ain't got that Nokia in his hand recording.
In the Nokia.
Listen, that's what they didn't have the ring. They forgot to take it down. Nobody could reach where they put it in the kitchen to put it in the rooms. But let me tell you about some daily fantasy sports, or also known as DFS. Okay, the best one in the largest one. In North America is Prize Picks, because they apply all the pressure. They are easily the most exciting way to play DFS. It's just you against the numbers. Instead of battling thousands of other players, including pros and sharks, you pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. So they take on the pressure so that you don't have to take the pressure. Football season may be over, but the actions on the floor is heating up. Whether it's a tournament season or the fight for playoff home court, there's no shortage of high-stakes basketball moments this time of year. Get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Want to play alongside some of Prize Picks' favorite players like Meek Mill and Sugar Sean O'Malley? You can find community plays under the promos tab of the app to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community each week. Conference tournaments are here, which means the biggest moments in college basketball are getting closer. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both women's and men's college basketball. Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits a game in the first half and doesn't return the second half, your player projections won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. Now let me tell you, Prize Picks is a good time. Okay, you get to have all the fun and you get to do it and not feel like you got to be an expert at everything. I know I'm an expert at the sports, but you don't have to be. Like this week, I'm thinking about Anthony Davis for more than 2 blocks and Damian Lillard. That's what I said. Lillard for more than 4 3-pointers made.
He's going to get that.
Also, Caitlin Clark, who's my girl, for more than 30 points, and LeBron James for more than 7 assists. Those are what the things I'm thinking about.
Absolutely.
Would you agree?
I agree with all of it.
I love it. So download the app today and use code TBTV for a first deposit match for up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code TBTV for a first deposit match for up to $100. That's Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Now, Melissa, you are the queen of making sure your nails look good, your nails look right. But you and I both know we be busy, so sometimes we can't get in the salon.
Correct. I love this trend that's actually happening on social media right now where women are doing their press-on nails at home, taking control of their time. Because, you know, we have a lot of maintenance things we have to do as women. And being able to do some of that stuff at home is not only going to save you time, but it's also going to save you money. Yes. All right. Did you know that the Olive and June system has everything you need to get salon quality manicure in one box, and it's designed to be DIY, and we love a good DIY moment, okay? Mm-hmm. Get the content out of it, okay, as well. The polish doesn't chip and lasts 7 days or more and breaks down to just $2 a manicure.
$2?
You can't buy too much of nothing with $2, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, I remember I used to tip people $2. I wish I would today. Okay. It is easy to get salon worthy nails at home with Olive and June. Difference between its affordable manicures are compared to those that you get in the salon. You don't have to worry about making appointments, missing appointments, right, any of those things. And they look so real. Press-on nails have come a long way.
And even their DIY tools for your own manicure, if you're not doing the press-on. If you remember trying to do your nails before the Olive and June, it would look like somebody, I was on a roller coaster.
Yes.
When I would paint with my left hand, yes, on my right.
Yes.
It looked like somebody was shaking me. But with Olive and June, they make it so that they know you doing it to yourself. So they make it easy for you if you're not ambidextrous.
Correct. All right. So what we need you to do is visit oliveandjune.com/TBTB.
TBTB.
For 20% off your first system. That's Olive and June. OLIVE. ANDJUNE.com/TBTB for 20% off your first system.
Yeah.
Did I cover all the situations?
I think so. Well, if time. So, no, we're good. That was all very good.
All right. So, we did the massage. Okay. Can we go through the cooking challenge? Because that's my personal favorite challenge.
Oh, please go, Melissa.
Cooking challenge was great.
So, there's 75. in the kitchen.
In the smallest, my first apartment, Easy Bake Oven kitchen ever. Four eyes available. Cook all at the same time.
I love these Walmart pants they were using. Yo, it's the best. Type when you first move into your apartment.
It was big. My first, this is Zay's apartment.
Yes.
You ain't never supposed to turn all four of them eyes on. The house gonna explode.
So good. All that Teflar inside of your body. Yes. Them pants is chipping.
Yes. And then we have a special guest. Brick.
Still with the hats and the same glasses. I said, oh, that was his wardrobe.
Correct.
It's from his own closet.
Correct.
On the Dirty D.
Yes.
Yeah,
he 1,000%.
1,000.
Brick came in there like, rude as hell.
That was my favorite part. Yeah. That man told all that he was real. This mushy.
It was so funny.
And he's like, nah, this is bad.
They cooked very unappetizing.
Listen, Smoke's meal, I'm not going to lie, was the best meal.
She had the chicken.
She had the eggs, grapes. Oh. No, it was like, it's something else I can't remember. And she said it
was potatoes, right?
No, that was Monet. She had, oh, wait a minute. You mean fried potatoes?
Yeah.
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 She had potatoes on her, right?
Yeah. Was it potatoes?
She won the challenge.
Yeah, she won. She
Had to mix it up or whatever.
No. That's Monet.
Oh, Smoke was the one was like, it don't look good, but it tastes good.
She said, this is the meal you eat when you hung, or not hungover, when you got basically the munchies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Monet, she was clowning hers, and they were supposed to be friends, right?
I don't remember these women's names.
Yeah, so Smoke and Monet, Smoke had eaten Monet's coochie off camera.
It did seem like that.
I didn't catch it at first. I was glad, because she said.
They
and
both.
And I was like, who, somebody's chewing? I was like, I don't get it.
They did some chewing
My
on her.
My was like, they ate her out. I was like, oh, that makes sense now.
It was a lot happening off camera.
Are y'all being funny?
Yeah. No. I mean, no, that happened.
Monet said, me and Smoke, we were in Brick's bedroom, and I ain't going to say anything, but Smoke and Brick, not Brick, Smoke and Boom were.
In her confessional.
But that's all I'm going to say.
I remember that. Yeah. I didn't even realize what she was implying.
What else was that supposed to
be? Right.
Yeah, she was like, I just think she has a crush on me. But I have a crush on her, too. That's what she
said. It was so much happening off camera.
It was a lot of pressure happening off camera.
That was the real show.
But, yeah, Monet made the mishmash mush. She made that Gerber food.
So she was like,
Brick seemed like he might eat healthy. Because he was like, I'm not ingesting
that. He wasn't with none of it.
He was like, what is this?
He wasn't with none of it.
Get out of here with that booze.
Oh, no. Who made the cereal?
Larica. Larica made the cereal.
She was cooking for real.
She was.
I know what cereal tastes like.
No. Yeah, I know cereal. That's what he said. I know what cereal tastes like.
Larica was like.
She cracked me up.
She was like, hood shit. She said, y'all can have it. She was like, you. Like, she had danced on
it. But so close. Like, what are they doing? Why you feel this way?
That was good.
Yes, she was so mad. I was like, what happened, Lurica?
But she had tried to cook, right?
Yes.
And then she gave up and was
like, I don't think there was enough time, fans.
Because it wasn't
they got
really
four
thought
eyes
through.
And one was just ticking. So it's three eyes working.
Yeah,
it wasn't
it was
too many people. Why there was a lot of hips, titty, and ass in the kitchen. It's like only so much you can do.
It was only so much you can do. She figured it out, though. And then the last challenge, which by the way, we're midway through episode 2 probably at this point. No one's been kicked off. You don't actually really realize anyone's going to get kicked off. And you're still wondering, how do we determine who wins? Because we haven't established the rules.
But he did say somebody was going to get eliminated at the beginning, and then the elimination
already eliminated.
But the elimination was all one round.
Correct.
That's what I
hold
like.
Up. So we're gonna get to this dinner.
Yeah,
they gave this the same plate.
The pineapple filled with food.
Oh,
every time somebody sat down,
he had 8 meals in one night.
I thought that was interesting. I was like, how y'all, is this the same
is
pineapple?
Is it supposed to look like that he eating a full meal with each one of these women?
I love that they put a red light outside of the window.
You could see
the box.
Yes. The actual light.
Yes. That whole elimination outside scene was shot with one ring light. And it wasn't even at 100%. It was terrible. Okay, then we do the last challenge, which is the fashion show challenge.
The fashion show, which we didn't know was coming.
No. Nor it ended.
I didn't know it started. I was like, why are they walking down the hall with him like it?
Baby.
Why is the camera on the ground?
Because you got to get it. It's dramatic. They came in those rainbow outfits.
Oh, I was so confused.
That girl's heels was like kill me now.
I loved it. It made my day. I was like, one girl, I said, oh, hopefully she'll get to him quick because she ain't going to make it.
No.
She's not going to make it. And he was just like, yeah.
Yeah. And they dressed like they going to the club with a dress code, and he got on basketball shorts.
He did have on basketball
white Nike shorts. I have those shorts.
Oh my God. It made my whole day. I was like, this is Persia being applied.
It was.
It was not a red carpet. It was a red tablecloth that they folded up and put down the hallway.
Yeah, it was
and
a cockfight.
And that's what they bottles of wine with their faces on. Oh,
yes, he said, let's see what you taste like.
Yeah.
Boone's Farm.
Oh my God. Okay, and then we move straight into the elimination.
It went to oh, one girl said, what do you want out of this polyamorous relationship? And I was like, oh my God, he's choosing more than one person.
Uh-huh.
But she threw us off. I like that. I like a good twist.
A good little twist.
They said somebody go to the dollar store, get 5 tiaras.
They did.
Put them on these girls.
They were trying to have a bachelor moment with the roses.
You get them in the value pack. That's what you hand out at the little girl's birthday party.
So they're running clearly out of daylight, and they're also running. And they're also running against their checkout time at the Airbnb.
Everybody's
going to
leave.
It was pitch black outside.
Everybody's going to leave with something, but there's only one.
She did.
Nobody's going home.
I have a little something small for you all. And the show just ends. She never comes back out.
No surprise.
We don't know how much anyone wins.
She said, bye, bitches.
Yeah.
Y'all remember the episode of The Office where Michael Scott was like, I'm going to have a surprise for y'all. And he came back with ice cream sandwiches, and Stanley was like, I know that ain't the surprise. He was like, no. That's what that show felt like.
Yeah, but she never came back out.
I know. She was just like, no,
the better example is your absentee father says, I'm going to come back, and I'm going to take you somewhere, and you're standing outside waiting for the comeback. He never shows up.
I'm going to go pick up these cigarettes. I'll be back.
Exactly.
Going to Disney World.
He
never comes back.
Drives out of your life.
Yes.
What was even better is that got eliminated and went back in the house and stayed there.
Oh, my God.
That's what.
No, Angel. The best part is filming their talking heads when they lost and they were pissed stupid tiaras. This production is dumb and they cheated. And it was just going to give it to the girl. I said, why did y'all keep this in?
I'm going to let y'all know right now. Now they cheat. They ain't even got the working water in this house. They need to put the fire department showed up and they lied and said, we wasn't even filming nothing. Oh, girl, owe me $20 so I filled her tank up.
Well, y'all edited this.
I'm so cut that out. Lisa, you could have took that out. No, why did you take
production
it out?
Cheated. You just want somebody to win, then let them win, and why am I here? Yeah. Why? Y'all edited it. They put it like the girls edited it.
Yes.
They said Smoke was mad. She was the main one talking about, I don't even like it.
That's what I thought.
Get off of me.
She said, don't touch
me. Get off of me. Don't touch me. Get off of me right now.
She was very mad.
She was the one when they first introduced it. She was like, oh, I don't like him. I'm not attracted to him at all. I said, why are y'all keeping these things? You're supposed to give us the mystique.
She was like, no, I do not like him at all.
And was lying through her teeth because she was pissed she lost.
Yeah.
I'm going to win. I don't know why they even doing this. I'm going to beat all of them.
Yes.
I'm applying the most pressure.
It wasn't doing no thing. So they're all standing outside.
In the dark.
Oh, yeah. And they have these dollar store tiaras on their head.
Yes.
And then Boo got to walk down individually. Like,
it wasn't even dramatic.
It was like.
We had a connection, but unfortunately, you didn't apply the most pressure.
The pressure cannot be failed.
And then the production's making me do it.
Even though I don't want to.
He didn't feel that.
And then he looked over there. The camera was over there.
Yes.
This man, Josh, look at me. He's like, I hate to do this to y'all. Because nobody said I should be able to, and I don't want to. Why are y'all keeping a shot where he turns his whole back away from the people he's talking? Why are y'all keeping him saying that?
Also, the cameraman during that time did not know where to be. He kept changing. Yeah. I said, nobody thought this through. They have two cameras.
They can't catch her at all.
I feel like everybody was an intern. It was like Isaiah was the person in charge.
And also, every bug in Detroit was
Marcus,
in that show.
Yeah. The twins,
yes.
Yes.
I love that. Going back an episode, Brick didn't have on a mic for the first half of the cooking
show.
He did not. I said, oh, bring back the dirt.
Don't y'all know that, what's it called, plush?
Plush
they
Productions.
They only own 3-4 mics.
For real.
Other shows is filming too.
Yeah. Yes. You write about it.
They call her Tyler Perry of the Midwest. That's what people have been saying.
Mm. Well, she is.
She is feeding Tubi's algorithm. Ain't nobody producing the amount of stuff she produces.
No, and she's paid apparently.
Yeah, I can believe it.
I'm not mad.
She made 2 appearances.
Take them off.
Don't you, just because you can't take the pressure. Don't touch me! Don't touch me!
I thought he was going to give it to the monkey.
That was
the
last thing I was going to say. She was pissed too. I was pissed for her because
everything pointed to him choosing her.
Yeah, it seemed like she should have went.
The girl with the list.
No, he chose the other girl.
The one that don't go to school.
Maggie, the red girl.
No, he chose the monkey on the head.
What was the girl that it seemed like he should have chose, but he didn't?
The one with all the work. He did not choose.
Correct. Yes. That's who he chose.
Monkey on the head.
Oh, he chose monkey on the head?
Yes. He chose monkey on the head. Okay, then the other girl. The piercing from her nose.
Yeah.
That was my first time seeing a BBL. That joke you used to tell about they do a new belly button.
Oh, with the tattoo.
You saw the new belly button?
Oh, my God. It was so high for where a belly button should be.
Wait, was that hers or Lisa's?
No, that was hers. That was hers.
Oh, I thought Lisa's was a little bit high, too.
It might have been. But that dang on... Leah,
yeah,
who she got everything put Leah. In her body
yes, by she. One Lock Wonder. Goodbye to you. She said she had fresh sutures.
Yes, that's what she said. She said she had. I'm telling you that, and they loved her body. They were like, "Oh my god,
they did."
Smoke said, "If I had your body, I would never have on clothes."
Man, the she way the cameraman did. Kept zooming in on her body in that pool, I said, "I wish they would stop."
They kept on. They loved it.
Well, I hope you guys enjoy. It was fantastic.
That was great.
Okay, it's a great. It's not even a huge commitment. If you've listened to Club Shay Shay, you could have watched this twice.
The whole thing.
You could have watched it twice.
You could have watched it twice.
It was an hour and 22 minutes.
One Club Shay Shay interview.
I said, dang, listen, the whole season's not out. We got to episode 3. It was like season finale. I said, episode 3?
Yeah, it was
done. The season finale?
The season finale was halfway through Cat Williams' interview.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You watched the entire thing, and it was fantastic. So go enjoy. Go so ahead.
Texas applied the most pressure.
And she did.
And that was with her pussy on his head. I figured out that's how you win the game. And everybody missed it.
Everybody missed it. Because no one knew the rules. All right. Anything else on that show? That's our TBTB reviews segment, which was heavy. How far into the episode are we? We got about 15, 20 minutes?
We got one more ad.
Okay. Go for it.
And that ad is, you know, when I was watching Persia, I was thinking, boy, it must stink in there. And I was like, I hope that they had some Lumi on that set, because nothing stinks more than a bunch of chicks and a dude putting oil on each other and doing some ornery stuff and cooking burnt burgers, okay? Body odor. Because nothing stinks more than body odor. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other Dios, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a new way. Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet. And yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private odor or private part odor that inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. Fast forward 6 years and her game-changing whole body deodorant has earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me who love feeling confident from head to toe. Special offer, new customers get $5 off Lumi Starters Pack with code TBTB.
TBTB.
At Lumi Deodorant. Listen, I love it. I love the whole body deodorant, especially in the cream form out of the tube, because, listen, I'm a thick girl. My body applies pressure on me, and so I got to put the Lumi in the places like under my titties, betwixt my little legs, underneath my fupa, because I don't want no stinking body, okay? And I loved it. It worked well. Again, Lumi is a whole body deodorant. You can put it under your boobs, pits, thigh folds, belly buttons, cracks, vulvas, and feet. It was created by OBGYN. It blocks odor all day and controls odor to up to 72 hours. Because listen, a lot of people don't realize BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. It is formulated and powered by mandelic acid. It's baking soda free, paraben free, pH balance, and they got some amazing scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, and toasted coconut. Now, with the Lumi Starter Pack, it's perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for our listeners, new customers get $5 off Lumi Starter Pack with code TBTB.
TBTB.
At LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code TBTB.
TBTB. Someone, Gaston, was saying that the show isn't as funny as we make it out. You guys, just go in. Don't go in so serious. If you go into Tubi shows, the ones that we review, and you lower your expectations, mm-hmm. and just go in with the idea that you're just going to have a good time, and you will. You will. You will have a good time.
I think you should make your expectations higher, and you'll have a lot better of
don't
a ride.
Do that because you're going to end up
make
frustrated.
Them as high as possible, and the ride will be so riveting that you will feel like you're in a different world completely.
It is.
So, as you all can see, Persia's quality reality TV. Melissa.
Oh.
I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
If you could come up with the perfect reality TV show, what would it be? First, would it be like more like communal, like a Real Housewives, or do you prefer competition? I know you seem to love relationship based.
Yeah. Okay. So, because it was reality dating. No, reality dating or just reality TV show? Ask the question again.
If you could come up with the perfect reality TV show.
Okay. Just reality TV. Okay.
Yes.
So my favorite reality TV shows are the Netflix style, like reality competition shows. Those like social media, social media, or what do they call them? Social experiments.
Okay.
So it would be something like, what the circle is, or something. What's the other one? The mole.
Do you know the circle?
Yeah.
I love those.
I don't fully understand what you're trying to do on the circle. Explain that so I can understand exactly what you're trying to get.
Okay, let me try to remember. You got a good explanation, Joshua. I see you thinking.
I'm remembering how it works.
She said, wait a minute, Courtney knows. What
Go
is
for it?
It.
Did they?
Oh, Courtney's been trying to get cast in all the reality TV shows. Okay, the circle is a social media experiment. Uh huh.
Yes.
That ain't the one I was thinking.
Okay.
You're trying to become the most popular, and you have challenges. To become the influencer.
And you don't have to actually be the person you are.
And you don't have to actually be the person that you are. So if I think, if I go on as Miss Kev on stage, people are going to target me and vote me out, I can decide to be someone else.
Okay.
And then I pretend to be that person through the activities.
Uh-huh.
And you vote people out mm-hmm. based on like popularity. And then the person who wins money.
Okay.
So it's really great because Terlisha was on that show.
Right. I was about to say, I thought your friend was on
Yes. Yeah. Terlisha was on the show. It's really great because you start to understand like social dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
It's also really great because there was one season where I think it was a guy who pretended to be a woman and there was like a makeup thing.
Uh-huh.
And he was immediately outed. It was very immediate, like, thumbs off. He was trying to make a cake. And it was like, if you're telling me you're this, how come you can't do that?
And so how do they shoot it and you not know it's the person?
So everyone has individual rooms and there's cameras in their rooms. And so they just will do like a 9-way screen so you can see what everyone's doing.
Right. But I'm saying it like if he's trying to make a cake, can't they see his hands or a man's hands making
it? No. We, the audience, can see, but I can't see what's going on in your room. You would just show the final product.
Oh, and so you then, just take pictures
yes,
of the cake.
Yes. Okay. And then you're able to chat. So you make alliances. Like, I think Marcus is not who he says it is. Angel, what do you think?
So did his profession?
Yes. So if I go on there.
Does that would like
yes,
got him caught?
Yes.
Okay.
So
okay.
If I'm like, I'm a 50-year-old man and I'm an electrician and there's a competition where it's like, you know, we're going to quiz you on the top 5 cars of 1993 or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what was the top car? And I'm like, Honda Accord. And they're like, you know, Dodge Caravan. I don't know the answers. Yeah. And they would be like, why didn't he know that when he said he's a car expert?
Okay. Yeah,
that don't make sense.
So how would you implement this into your perfect reality
show?
Okay,
so let me think about my perfect reality TV show would be something dating based. It would probably be some Love on Stage virtual situation.
Okay. Okay.
Right? Where you would do those same competition, but those dates that I had, mm-hmm. but maybe it's like blind.
Oh.
So I don't get to actually know, almost like a Love is Blind, but maybe I wouldn't do quite Love is Blind. Or mm-hmm. is it Love is Blind?
Yeah. Love
yeah.
in the Pods.
Yeah. Love in the Pods. Yeah. I don't know. Something like that. I have to think about it a little bit more, but it would definitely be some sort of like reality based competition style virtual situation. I may actually just make it Love on Stage, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because
she said, created the perfect reality show.
Because no shade, no tea, Oprah has a show very similar to it on her network.
Oh.
It's like literally almost exactly the same. Right. Again, no shade, no tea.
Yeah. But, ain't the first time we've seen something mimicked after somebody in our group.
That's mm-hmm. true. But yeah.
Risha told me. I was like, they did what?
It'd be the exact same.
What would yours be?
I was sitting here trying to think. That's a good one because I feel like we giving out really good ideas for other people to do.
Sure not.
No, we can produce
them. Mine, I was sitting here thinking, to no surprise, I'm sure, it would be something with people, like let's say y'all even, like dealing with something with working with your hands. Like it would be something different every week. And it'd be like, okay, like it'd be something like fixing shit.
Okay.
But it would be, you know, whatever we done, that's what somebody's getting. Like, we going to go somewhere, we're going to have a master mechanic, and we're going to find a random car. Y'all going to help us get this thing up and going, and that belongs to that person to give away.
It's almost like nailed it.
Yes.
Kind of like nailed it.
But, but are we supposed to be good or yes. no?
Y'all don't have to be. Y'all just learning. Y'all just helping us, or the master mechanic is telling y'all what to do to get this thing up and going.
Oh, so the intention awful. Is for it to actually turn
work.
Out.
Yes,
okay, so
actually
it's not
work.
Nailed. Oh, it's not nailed in.
No, it's actually going to work. And it could go from a car to something in somebody's house to anything.
I would
we
love
might
to be on the show
go over
if it was
like,
allowed, but it suck.
Yes.
Yeah, no, it can definitely suck if it does. We can even go to somebody fixing computers. This is like, well, y'all gonna have to figure out this program. Here's the information. I'm just gonna kind of walk y'all through it and let y'all figure it out and just watch the chaos unfold.
And that's
it's almost like the cooking thing.
I literally just thought that's actually the show we should do.
The cooking thing?
She said.
But yeah, so like just fixing that shit.
Look, Josh is shaking his head. Okay, y'all, okay, go. Listen, y'all, petition. Now, he ain't gonna do it, but maybe we can.
No, he gonna want to do it after it comes out.
A competition cooking show, the way that we did the
muffins, the cinnamons,
cinnamon rolls is a freaking great idea.
Oh, yeah.
What was so good about that is it was just so random.
Yes.
Like, nothing was planned. It was just like, hell, she's got to do this. Let's help her.
And we also promote. We could use, even though we don't have recipes, but we got friends with cookbooks. We could just be like, this is what we're making. All we get is the picture.
Yes. And now recreate it.
Yeah. Yes.
The picture.
Because
the
that's
picture,
the chaos.
And the ingredients is there. It's just like, bet.
Bet. My perfect reality TV show, I like communal reality TV shows. The only problem that I'm noticing is that because they've been happening for so long, the formula is too tight. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like expected. It's very much so just acted out, where I feel like the first few seasons of Real Housewives of Atlanta was like chef's kiss. Same thing with all the other ones, Orange County. So I would love something.
The auto shows that I like, it's all the same formula. It's like,
yeah,
they are very formulaic. About a fake deadline that you're trying to meet.
Yeah, so the ones that seem to actually do well are the ones where it's more so family based, because then that makes sense. It makes sense why you would still actually be like going out to eat with your sister, even though y'all just cussed each other out,
right?
Because y'all are like family. Mm-hmm. So I think what I would love is like a crime family drama, but they get immunity. But we get to see.
Oh, what actually is the going on?
Yeah, like the going on. So it's now feels more like it would be like Power, but the actual real life Power. And we're seeing all the stuff.
I would tune in.
Oh, wouldn't we?
Because that's dangerous.
It
yeah.
is.
Every week, is you is or is you ain't gonna die.
Right. Like that would be, I would love something where we get to really see the enterprising and find out how much Hollywood actually is glamorizing or how much is like, oh, so what was that accurate on what was happening? That would be something like that, because these now reality TV shows is like, okay, we're going to take a trip.
For sure.
You got to call out this beef. This person's going to talk about your friend, and then you're going to call your friend and say, so such and such said this, this, and this.
For sure.
So it's just kind of like, y'all. Yeah,
what reality shows out there right now that aren't copying the same formula that's been done over and over? The only one I could think of was like maybe, I don't know what they were doing on their Duck Dynasty back in the day.
It's because it's family.
Yeah.
Even the Kardashians, they are, as much as they can be annoying, their reality TV show actually a lot of times is entertaining because it's family based.
New iteration.
But even, what's it called? West Coast Choppers, Orange County Choppers, where they was building the motorcycles. It started off as one shop, then the son branched off, and then they started feuding and beefing. And it made for good, even though they still found a way to mix in the deadline. Yeah. Got to beat the deadline. Oh, it's always the deadline, and everything always comes out perfect. Like, that gets boring after a while.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's why Vanderpump Rules this last season. Everybody was so tuned in. Even I'd never heard the show a day in my life before last season. Mm-hmm. But it was because of the reality of he cheating on her with they been
the real thing.
Fiance in real life with her, and they was friends. Yeah. Oh, what's going to happen? Yeah. That type of real, you can't like storyline that out. Yeah. That's just real life.
That's why the Braxtons did so well.
The only problem I have with reality family style show, it be tearing up families.
It can't. This is really why I don't want it to be like marriages. You got to be blood related.
Yeah.
Because one thing a reality TV show is going to do is going to tear apart your marriage. They just.
100%.
They you not. It's going. Even if y'all stay together, y'all not the same.
Correct.
And y'all got to like.
Rebuild.
Y'all got to try to hold on to each other harder. So like things
even
that are working.
Even if you go in with a plan, eventually.
Everybody get it. We got a plan until they get punched in the face. Yeah.
Even Mary, their reality TV show was amazing. I missed not near an episode. Near an episode.
And then when that cheating scandal happened, it was like, we need to end this now.
They said, okay, people.
This is done.
But even, I didn't even need that. I loved the natural fun intention that was happening between Erica and Tina, with Tina being like, girl, I want to focus on my family. And Erica being like, I'm trying to be a superstar. And Google being like, y'all trying to get me to style y'all in the last 2 hours before.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's that I enjoy. Good, healthy falling out and figuring
and coming
out the
back
whole
together.
Thing versus. The stuff that you can't come back from. Yeah.
And you realize actually now how toxic it is with as many people that are leaving. Reality TV style Candy leaving.
Yeah.
What's her name? I heard Robin Dixon may be leaving.
Okay.
And what's the real cute girl from Potomac, brown skin with has the best fashion sense, married to that white dude.
Oh, she's a singer?
Yes. Candace. Okay. I love her. I think she has the cutest style. But anyway, love her in the way that I love people. Y'all know I don't really watch the show. I love her style.
They said no, Diddy.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't know her. Like, I don't want y'all coming at me. I don't really know. I just think she has cute style.
I'm just saying. Thank you, Rob. No, Diddy.
Yeah. I heard she's leaving the show, or maybe she made the announcement. Either way, you just realize it's like mentally.
Yeah, it's taxing.
Taxing.
Because you have to sign up for the toxic situation.
And knowing it's good. We're not here for like rainbows and sunshine.
Right. No. And if you're not funny, like you can usually get away without being toxic if you are funny. If you can make people laugh, and a lot of them aren't. They're only funny or like worth watching when they're dragging somebody. And so if you can't figure out a way to be like, ba-dunk chink, it's over for you.
That's why scripted reality shows are always the funniest.
Because they brought that in. Did you guys watch Traitors? That's another social competition reality show that's freaking fantastic.
I might try to give it a whirl this weekend. Well, for the last whatever amount of time we have of this actual show series, if you all know of any reality TV shows that fit the description of what we say we enjoy, recommend that.
You want to watch a reality TV show? I don't know of one coming out anytime soon, though.
I mean, all of the ones we've ever done have been reality.
Yeah,
we've never done any. I mean, we tried to do Insecure. But I'm saying if there's a show that they find out, oh, my God.
We might like that.
Yes.
The audience recommended Traitors. It's good.
Okay. We'll give an episode a try and see what it be like.
Imagine Werewolf as a TV show.
Yes, y'all did. We need to do that. We need to try it. Next week, we are doing the segmented show.
Yes.
That's what you all gonna watch. Yes. If you watched us do it live, you already saw it.
Hello?
We just added this to finish out this episode.
Oh,
correct.
But we already shot. It's a really good conversation around parenting. It's a guilty pleasures. Kids going off to college. Real parenting. It's actually a really, you're gonna love it. It's a really, really good episode. So.
Thank you so much. Bye.